This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day. Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport. You know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL to college games. They always bringing the knowledge. Nobody ever could try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth. Only me talking the truth. Ay. You know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Ay.
Ah, yes. Happy 4th of July, everybody. It is Taz and the Moose with you. Happy hump day as well. It is a Wednesday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 Pacific. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS, your number to call. Can't play a talking number to call. 855-212-4227. You've got Cap and Brian across the way, other side at the controls, and Darwin Zook with your updates throughout the course of the morning. And coming up later on in the show, top of the next hour, Jason Jackson's going to join us. Talk a little NBA, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 5 Pacific, and Enes Kanter's going to join us coming up at 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time. 5:40
Nobody out there going to punk us
as well.
You know, so, I don't know. I have to tell you this right now. I don't know if it's Hump Day.
It is.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. It's a holiday.
Well, it's Hump Day.
No one's working except us.
I understand we're working.
And Brian and Cap.
But
we're the only four guys
it's
working.
It's still
right now.
Wednesday's Hump Day.
No, not when there's a day off. It's a holiday. It's a national holiday. You're an American.
I understand it's a national holiday.
Proud American.
Well, to me it is. Well, I'm working, so for me it's hump day.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah.
That's actually, you know what? Now that is how you put it. It's hump day for us.
Well,
we're
there you go. Well, that's what...
Now that's how you put it.
Happy hump day to one and all.
Yeah. So, right. And we'll do... it's just why I didn't want to do the twos earlier. For you just joining us, we did a new segment on the show called the twos, and we should have did it. We should have waited. See, I'm angry now. It's all thrown off.
Well, you got in. I mean, we delved off and got into barbecues.
Well, you asked me what I was doing.
I did.
So I
did.
I thought it would be a long quick 30 travel.
I thought it would be a quick 30-second conversation.
I went into full detail.
Right. Yes, full detail.
Probably too much.
There you go.
Probably too
much. enjoy your 4th of July. All right, we've got the twos, right? So run it through everybody, Taz,
I'll do it real quick.
If they were not with us at the bottom of the last hour.
No doubt, man. So basically, this is the way this goes. The twos is, it's July 4th. It's a big holiday, as everybody knows. Big barbecue time, right? Well, look, the twos, fantasy, it's kind of like fantasy sports, fantasy booking. So you pick two, like when you go to like Panera Bread, great brand, pick two, soup and a sandwich or whatever you want to do, salad and soup. This is the same gimmick. Pick two people, no family members,
right,
that you want to sit in your backyard, and then you got to pick two teams on TV you want to watch, two sports teams against each other. No matter what sport, if it's in season or not, football, I pick college football. I pick the Big Ten football game with the Iowa Hawkeyes and Penn State. Okay? And then you pick two of your favorite grilled foods. Okay? And you pick your two favorite beverages. Mm. So it's the twos. Okay? It's fantasy booking. Call the show, 855-212-4227. It's
all
it.
Right.
It's July 4th. So the Moose has not given his. I've given mine.
We're going to get Cap and Brian across the way as well.
Correct. You want me to give mine again here?
Sure. If you'd
like
to.
I'm a little wordy right now this morning. Yeah.
Well, no. You want me to run through yours? I'll do it quickly.
No, I'll do it better than you. So, listen. Right. I picked Joe Klecko, one of my guys, and
right,
Nick Saban.
Klecko, Saban.
Joe Klecko, a former defensive lineman for the New York Jets, New York Sack Exchange. Some of the younger fans, the Seiko fans, might not know. So I got Nick Saban and Joe Klecko. Then we got Iowa Hawkeyes versus Penn State football. So me, Joey, and Nicky, we're going to sit there. And we're going to watch the Hawkeyes play the Nick Lions. Then we got a little skirt steak and salmon. Surf and Turf City. We're going that route. And then my two beverages are Modelo and Pellegrino. I'm going liquor and non-alcohol liquor. Mm. Non-alcohol liquor, that made no sense, but you get my drift. And Moose, what's yours? I'm waiting.
All right, so my.
Wait, do you want to go? Hold on. You want to go to Brian and
yeah,
or Cap?
Yeah, we should go to Cap and Brian.
So you can be the big main eventer that you think you are?
No, that I am. We'll go to Cap first.
Go to Cap.
All right, yeah, let's hold off on Moose.
Go ahead.
I'll go. Give me Trump and.
Excuse me?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
President Donald Trump.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yep. President Donald Trump and. About Hillary Clinton. That would be exciting.
Wow.
Wow. Red Sox, Yankees.
Hold on a second. What? Just pitch it out of the barbecue.
Yeah,
yes.
Get together.
That'd
right?
be interesting.
Those two and Cap. Yeah. Okay, I like it. What else you got?
Give me hot dogs and hamburgers. Go old school.
Old school, no problem.
And, maybe Jack and Coke.
Ah. So wait, now hold on. Two beverages. So is it Jack and Coke?
That's right. Then you can mix it if you want.
Ah, you are fancy.
I don't think Donald drinks.
Are you going to eat?
And then what's on TV?
He gave us the
Red
food,
Sox,
didn't he?
Yankees.
Oh, Red Sox Yankees. Oh. All right, there you go.
Typical New York sycophant.
All right.
All right, thanks, Cap.
Brian?
All right, Brian, what do you got?
All right, I'm going to get the top partier, I think, on the planet right now, Alex Ovechkin. I want him to come hang with me.
Well, isn't he going somewhere else with the Stanley Cup today? Where's he going?
He was at the World Cup 2 days ago.
He was at the World Cup.
But you know what? If you fly him back here, I mean, yeah. He's got plenty of money.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
And then I'm going to keep the party alive, and I'm going to invite Darryl Strawberry.
Oh, my God. Darryl Strawberry.
Strawberry and Ovechkin.
Gotta get the party going.
That's pretty
good. I think it's a good tandem there.
Brian's looking for a real party.
I am.
Yeah. There could be police involvement at that party.
Listen, we got the Stanley Cup there. It's good enough. We can drink out of the Stanley Cup. We can enjoy ourselves.
And what are you drinking?
What I'm drinking? I'm going to drink. See, I'm 20 years old. I don't turn 21.
All right, so you're going to go grapefruit juice and seltzer? What are you going with?
I'm going to go Stewart's Cream Soda.
Okay.
Timeless Classic.
Mm-hmm.
And Mug Root Beer.
Oh, there you go.
Can't go wrong with those two sugar items. Did you give the food?
I did not. I'm going to go with a London broil.
Mm.
You know?
That's red meat steak for those that don't know.
Yes. And then I'm going to go some Costco potato salad.
Costco.
You haven't tried it?
I have, but that's funny. You great brand, Costco, by the way.
Costco is a good brand.
That's really good stuff.
Costco potato salad.
All right, Brian. Thanks, buddy. Good
show. The game I'm going to have on is Duke UNC.
You got to talk to the mic, son.
The game I'm going to have on? Duke UNC.
Okay, nice. So you're going Tobacco Road Jones. You know what that means, right? They're both on the same road. Okay. Tar Heels
Very
and
nice.
The Blue Devils. There you go.
All right.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. My two people, I'd go John Riggins and LeBron James.
Respect.
There you go.
I like that.
Two teams on TV. I would give you. I'd probably go the same way Cap went. Red Sox, Yankees.
Oh God.
Two grilled foods. I'd go hamburgers and hot dogs.
Wow, so you and Cap like the same guy.
Yeah, and then favorite beverages. I'd go.
Moose hacking your stuff. Yeah.
I'd
Cap.
Go Fat Tire.
Fat Tire. Okay.
Right, and I'd go Russian Mule.
Wow, you are a stud. All right, there you have it, the twos. I'm a little disappointed in yours, Moose. I have to be honest with you. Well, you're the co-host of the show, and I think you would go a different level than a mere producer.
What do you mean? You like to just denigrate the guys across the way.
That's what I do. They don't know that's my bit.
Well, that's a gimmick. Right.
It kind of is my gimmick.
Right.
Tell them how many producers I've been through on the Tash show.
No.
Let them know.
You went with skirt steak and salmon.
Right. Tell them.
And that's not exactly a man of the people.
What do you mean? Skirt steak salmon? Oh, yeah. I go to a high rent district.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Exactly.
That's the way I go. That's,
right. Yeah. I like skirt steak and salmon on the grill. My two favorite foods.
That does not scream Americana?
No, that does not. Does that scream July 4th? Is my salmon cooked just yet? Where's my dill sauce for my salmon?
I could have said my lobster salmon. Tail and octopus.
I like it medium rare.
Yeah, medium rare. Actually, that's how I like it. With a horsey sauce.
Yeah. No, I get it. Good, man. Well, enjoy that.
Yeah,
very bougie.
I go a little Hawaiian rolls. By the way, side note on the bread. You familiar with the Hawaiian rolls?
Familiar
with
Hawaiian.
It's a sweet roll.
Yes, I know.
It's nice with the salt. You know, you have something salty with a sweet roll.
Yes.
That's euphoria.
Yes. So. No, I know.
Yeah.
It's so great. Fantastic.
So the twos, I think, is a very successful segment that we'll probably have on the show going forward.
Maybe, at some point in time.
Yeah. Well, when Mikey B comes back.
And we won't overdo it.
We're not screaming. Just because it's not your idea, it doesn't suck.
No.
Because when it's your idea, it's the greatest thing ever.
No. Well, no. We just won't overdo it. No. You like to go to the whip a lot. To the point where it's like, oh, God, not again.
I know. You're right.
Sometimes CBS Sports Radio, like, three times a week.
I know.
It's like, oh, my God, again?
I just another one. And then I get sick of it.
Right.
And then I'm done.
No, no, it's not that. It's just like, oh, I think you drive the sickness to all of us. CBS Sports Radio, toll-free line.
Tell me about the phone.
855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Tad in Ohio. You're on with Taz and Amoose on CBS Sports Radio. Happy July 4th, Tad.
Hey, thank you. It's actually Idaho, Ohio. So you're really close.
Wait, hold on a second. Wait. Time out. What did I say?
You said Ohio.
Ohio.
It's Idaho.
Hey, Tad from Idaho. Welcome to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. And happy 4th of July 4th.
Hey, there we go. Thank you very much. And it is hump day, man. I'm out on my way to work.
There you go.
All right, hump day for you.
Thank you, Tad. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, wait, listen, real men work on the 4th of July. That's it. You have the twos for us, bro? What do you got?
I got my twos are Tiger Woods and Charles Barkley.
I like that. Mm. That's a good one. You don't like that, Moose?
That's a good one.
Favorite food would be grilled shrimp and then a teriyaki grilled salmon.
Ooh, wow. You're fancier than me. Bougie Jones in Idaho.
Yes.
Let's see. What are you going to have, a boatload of potatoes? What are you going to have?
We're probably going to do some I'd probably do the grilled potatoes with a little bit of onions and mushrooms in them.
Mm. Wow. This guy's not playing around.
Wow. Well, how do you make that? Grilled potatoes with onions and mushrooms. How do you make that?
You slice it thin. You put it on the grill.
Saute the onions. You grill the potatoes in a skillet. Mix them all up so they're nice and nice. Don't get soggy, but nice and nice texture. A little salt and pepper.
So it's like a home fries.
Yeah.
There's a different way to Tad. I have another way to do that. Tad, listen to this recipe. You bake a potato, and then you slice it thin, okay, long ways, Moose, and then you brush on some olive oil with a little kosher salt, no joke, and then you put it on the fire, on the grill, for about 3-4 minutes on each side, and then eat that son of a gun, and Tad and Moose, you guys will love that.
Sounds delicious.
You're dang
Sounds
right.
great.
What else you got on the twos?
Okay, I got twos. I got to be a homer here with my Boise State Broncos football.
Respect. I like Blue Turf Jones. I got
it. I played college golf at Boise State, so I'm an alum.
You played college what there? I didn't hear you.
I played college golf at Boise State.
Oh, golf. You know, dude, I've been to Boise State. We wrestled there years ago in WWE, and I remember I wanted to go on that blue turf. It wasn't football season, and somebody from the sports department brought a couple of us over to the field. I had to be on that blue turf. It was so cool. They needed new turf. It was worn down. It was almost like cement, but it's definitely cool looking, you know?
Yeah, and the first years they had it, it was like cement out there. It's really right. nice now. I've been on it the last couple of years. So.
Cool. Your twos. What else you got?
I got the other one is whoever has a chance to beat Alabama, I want to watch.
Nice.
It might not be Boise State this year.
What are your drinks?
My drinks are going to be a Captain Morgan and Coke.
Nice.
Wow.
And then probably just a little sweet tea, just in case I need something, you know, to wash something.
Well, hold on. That's a problem. No, you can't say nice, Tad. He has three drinks. Tad, you can't cheat. You said Captain. You said Coke.
So Captain Morgan Coke. That's one drink.
Captain Morgan Coke is one drink?
Well, a beverage.
Well, hold on. But that you're mixing. It's a mixed drink. There's two drinks in that. See, like Cap, what'd you have? You had Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke, yeah.
That's two drinks. Tad, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'd let Tad have it if he wants to do a little sweet tea and Captain Coke.
Well, we are beating up Tad. You guys calling the show. It's very nice of him.
I'm not beating him up.
I am. Not you. Right. Me. I want Tad to be on point.
He is on point. Captain and Coke and some sweet tea.
See, Tad, the way this works, if I say tomato, Moose says tomato.
No,
if I say blue, he says
Tad,
green.
Thank
this
you.
How this works here.
Tad, where do you work?
I work at Timberstone Golf Course in Colorado.
Oh, the golf course.
Nice. Are you an instructor? What do you do?
Yeah, I'm the head golf professional.
Really? Wow. Very nice. Well done. So, Tad, what's a bad round for you?
A bad round for me? I used to be fairly decent. I actually played a U.S. Open in 96 and played in the Ben Hogan Tour and played in South Africa.
Wow.
So, I could still play a little golf.
There you go, Tad. Very nice.
Legit.
That's impressive.
We thought you were just some jobber.
Six a couple days ago at Timberstone at 9 birdies.
Oh, very nice. Look at that.
You're telling the truth here, right, Tad? You're not just lying on the radio.
Yes, it's not his imagination.
I'm telling the truth.
All right. Which you never know. We never met. You know, when we meet, Tad,
I don't think you'd lie about
that. The thing is, Tad, I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, but I believe you, sir. I feel good about this call and about you.
Tell you what. Are you a golfer? I'll come out and play. We'll play even up for a few dollars, and we'll see what happens. How's
we
that?
Could do that. You ever hear of a little course called Bethpage Black?
I was second alternate to get into the U.S. Open there. I got beat by a kid by the name of Ryan Moore at the region.
All right, well, maybe Ryan, we'll have to meet up
wait,
there.
Hold on a second. Ryan. Tad, Ryan Moore beat you out as a second alternate?
He won the sectional at the reserve in Portland. I finished one shot behind him at the regional for Bethpage, like in 2001.
All right, we had our research team, Tad. Listen
dude,
to this,
Ryan, that is
Moose.
I believed him. I believed
him. No, he's telling the truth.
I know, I believed him. I took him at his word.
I know, I'm just letting the audience know he is telling the truth. Tad, you're not a liar. You're
right.
An honest man.
Well, that's a
And I will not play you in golf. How about that?
Right. Well, he'll take everything
I will
have,
not.
Basically.
If you want to exchange front headlocks and side headlocks, we can do that. But you have to sign a release.
So he finished the story. He finished behind the sectional, and what happened?
At the sectional reserve, he beat me by one. Get the only spot at the U.S. Open.
Oh.
So I started the week like at fourth alternate, got to second alternate, and never got in.
Oh.
That's
in 96, I won the sectional at Royal Oaks in Vancouver, Washington, and got into the U.S. Open in 96.
Mm.
Tad, that is a great story.
Yeah, man. Congrats on that success, dude. Seriously.
Hey, good luck on the course today in Idaho, all right? We appreciate it.
Hey, we have a big 4th July tournament. You guys have a wonderful 4th, and thanks for having me on.
You got it, brother. Thank you, man.
Enjoy
Take
the
care.
Grilled shrimp and the
right
teriyaki salmon.
Fancy golfing Jones. That's what we call it.
That's impressive.
Good thing. I dodged a bullet on that Bethpage Black thing.
The guy calls up and you basically call him a liar.
Well, you
before
know.
You have to have right before Cap has to prove his story correct, then you start kissing his rear end.
I want some validation.
Could he be more of a fraud? I mean, come on, Tad.
People can call a radio show and
he
know,
was
fib.
Not lying. The way that he, you could tell when someone's lying and when someone's not.
Oh, you're like a detective now. You could just tell. You could tell their inflection. You just know everything. Right. Okay. Got it. You just. Oh, did Cap tell you in your ear? Like, how'd that happen?
No, I
you
could
just
tell.
Knew he was telling the truth.
I knew he was telling the truth.
All right. No problem.
Well,
hey,
Chris. I'm glad he came around and believed him.
No, I did.
And then
you
started kissing his rear end.
I didn't kiss his rear end. I showed him respect because of the athlete.
Well, no, you started kissing his rear end. Before that, you called him a liar.
Kissing his rear end. I'm not kissing anyone's
Chris
rear end.
Chris in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Take it away.
Kissing anyone's rear end. Yes,
how you guys doing this morning?
How are you, buddy?
Good. I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time listener, so thanks for having me on this morning.
How long have you been listening to us, roughly?
Oh, probably about a year and a half now.
Oh, yeah? Well, we've been on the air 6 months. But anyway, how's it going, bro? Talk to me. What's up?
Oh, you really been on the air only 6 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds longer than that, huh?
No, it feels longer than that.
That's funny.
That's all right. All right, Chris, one down. What's your twos?
So my twos would be, the two people I would watch at the barbecue are Dwayne Wade and Sean McDermott, because I'm a big Buffalo Bills fan.
So am I, okay. But you knew I'm a Bills fan because you listened to us for a year and a half.
Dwayne Wade and Sean McDermott.
Oh, man, I'm never going to live that one. I don't know if I can ever call the show again.
No, you can. I'm just busting your chops. What else you got, bro? What else?
My two drinks would be, Coors Light and those new Arnold Palmer spiked teas.
Ooh, those are good. I've actually had those. You've had those, Moose? They're good.
I've just had the regular Arnold Palmer. I can imagine they're very good.
The spiked one is good. He's right. They're very good.
Yeah,
okay.
Sweet tea vodka is a delicious
vodka, by the way. Yes. Mix
that with a little lemonade.
Yes, it's nice.
Same
it's
thing.
Beautiful.
Firefly. Go get it.
Yeah.
Then I would do the buffalo chicken wings and stuffed mushrooms.
Buffalo.
And then I would watch my Bills play against the Dolphins. Even though Sean McDermott's at the barbecue, he'd have to, do something to watch the Bills on TV.
Yeah, man. Well,
very nice.
As part of a proud member of the Bills Mafia, Chris, we appreciate your calling, my friend, and your
good
twos.
Job.
Yes.
Very nice.
So we got people calling like crazy. Do we have to go to break and we could take more twos on the other end? Phone calls?
Well, let's just take Jack, and then we'll go to break.
I guess we'll take the call. Hey, Jack in Oregon, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, boss?
Hey, morning, boys.
Morning, Jack.
How are you, brother?
Morning.
What's up, man?
Oh, I like the pick two. Very interesting.
It's just the twos.
It.
It's not pick two. That's gambling.
Right.
Got to talk my pocket.
The twos.
It's the twos.
Jack, a Hall of Fame caller.
Jack, you're a regular caller.
Right, regular caller. Go ahead, Jack.
Jack, you're listening more than a year and a half to us, right?
All right, give us the two people, Jack.
Since the second.
Look, he knows. He knows.
He's on top.
And begin.
So, Joe Montana, of course, Jerry Rice, of Scottie Niners fan. Never got to meet him.
That's just sitting around talking with Jerry Rice and Joe Montana. That's pretty badass. What else you got?
Oh, yeah, dude. The two goats. Yeah. And then pulled pork, some homemade potato salad. We got to throw in some jalapenos, some fresh cooked bacon on that potato salad.
Oh, that's nice.
That's lovely.
Yeah, spazz it up a little bit.
Heart attack Jones.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, of course, I'll be watching the Niners and the Seahawks.
All right. One of my teams. Okay. And
to drink, I'm going to go with the Crown and Coke.
Crown and Coke.
Nice.
Back to Crown and Coke. I'm going to go with the Bread Label, actually.
Oh wow. Okay. All right, so there it is. Jack, you're giving your twos.
Jack, and, nice job.
We appreciate it, my friend.
So we've been playing this throughout the course of the morning. Happy Fourth, Jack, and everyone out there. It's the twos. It's just a brilliant Taz idea this morning.
It kills you, doesn't it?
No, it kills you.
You can't even look at me. You can't even make eye contact because segment's legit. Dude, I've had a lot of success. Let's be honest. I'm trying to be humble. I can't be.
You can't even sense sarcasm.
Sarcasm? I sit with you every day. Sarcasm.
Two people. Two grilled foods, two beverages, what game are you watching on TV? The twos is what we're calling it.
Yes.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212. No, it really is a great idea, Taz. We want your reaction. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS, your number to call. Hit us up on Twitter as well, at Taz and the Moose. We are verified, so you check us out there, too.
Yeah, that's
as we roll right along, happy 4th of July, everybody. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to CBS Sports Radio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all live, all the time.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Happy Fourth to everyone out there. Yes. And we've been doing a little bit of an interactive conversation this morning about the twos, right?
Yeah, it's a Sports July 4th mashup.
Right. Two people you want to hang out with, two grilled foods, two beverages, and what two teams would you want to see playing on the television set?
And it's a potpourri of all those things Moose just said, encompassed in one moment in your yard or someone else's yard. So we posed that question to you, the audience, 855-212-4227. You can call up and give your twos. Hey, George, in Idaho, you are on with Taz and the Moose. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you, gentlemen.
All right.
What I'd like to see Muhammad Ali and Michael Tyson in their prime go at each other.
Well, hold on. Oh, wait, that's what you're going to be watching on TV?
Yeah, that's what I'd love to see that.
Got it? Okay.
And then have Richard Sherman and Charles Barkley on each side of me watching it.
All right, okay. Charles Barkley, Richard Sherman, that's an interesting group right there, and yourself, George. Okay, and what are you guys eating?
Oh, I'm going to have some prime rib.
Nice.
And then I'm going to have some some elk.
Elk? Did you just say elk?
Yes, sir.
Okay, nice. You got a lot of elk running around up there in Idaho, I know that. And what are you guys drinking? Elk juice?
Just some Dr. Pepper, because I've got a feeling I'm so involved in watching this, I won't know what I'm pouring down and how much.
What else? Besides Dr. Pepper, you'd have two drinks, sir. What else, George?
Oh, okay, and I just have myself a nice cold lemonade.
You are a hard-ass guy. George, we appreciate the call, buddy. Have a good start 4th of July right there. Wow, that's good, though. Yeah, it's good stuff right there.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it's interesting. I'd like to see Ali Tyson in their prime.
Well, I think he meant against each other in their prime.
No, I know.
Oh, I thought you was like, yeah.
What do you mean? What else could I think?
I misunderstood you, Moose. Speakerphone Jones.
Hold on, Speakerphone Jones.
We have a problem. Hold on a second.
Don't worry, he'll hold.
I don't even know what happened. Right. Just hang on, Speakerphone Jones. What's the problem, Moose?
No. What's the reason?
It's a holiday.
I said it would be interesting.
Is that what's going to happen here?
I said it'd be interesting with Ali and Tyson in their prime. And he said, yeah, no, they meant facing one another.
Because I thought you were taking a little shot at the caller. Sometimes that one of us can do that at times.
No. I said it would be an interesting fight if both in their prime.
It'd be a great fight.
Yes. That's what the thing
I
found.
Are we done breaking this down?
Most intriguing. I just didn't understand where the confusion was.
Can we go talk to our caller?
Yes, don't worry. Speakerphone will be there.
I think he has his twos.
There we go.
Yes, speakerphone, fire away.
In Houston. What's up there,
speakerphone Jones? Right, hashtag we
over. Hashtag we over, guys, on this happy fourth.
Yeah.
And I think I speak for the whole We Over Nation, Moose. Please, get to a doctor, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
We need you around, buddy.
Well, speakerphone Jones, be honest. You're concerned for him, not about him. You're worried about him getting me sick. That's what you people are worried about.
He's worried to stop
that. That's what he's worried about.
He just said we need you.
He don't care about you.
He just said we need you. He's not lying. He just said we need you. You don't want to hear that.
They don't want you to get me sick.
I hate it when mom and dad fight. Really.
Especially on July 4th, throwing hot dogs at each other.
I just want to see the fireworks, Mom.
All right, what do you got, Haas? Come on. We don't have all day here. All right. What do you got? Let's go.
Here are my foods. Yeah. On the grill, I've got the Bex and the empanadas.
Okay, Bex, for those that don't know, that's a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Okay, and an empanada, I get it. Okay, and what else you got? What are you drinking?
We're knocking down Modelo's and Heine Light.
Heineken Light's my other favorite light beer.
Heineken Light, no doubt.
And then on the TV, I'm going to watch my Jets, and then I'm going to watch my Yankees, so I feel better about having to have to watch my
But that's
my
a problem.
Jets.
The Jets can't play the Yankees speakerphone, Jones. That's impossible.
Oh, it's going to be separate matches.
No, you can't change speakerphone, Jones. You can't change the rules. The rules are, let me finish. Please, let me finish.
Yes, sir.
I have a guy I work with that interrupts me all the time. Let me finish, please, sir. So this is what has to happen. It's two teams playing against. Boots, tell them. Tell them the rules.
Well, no, two teams playing against one another.
It'd be the Jets and the
can't
Yankees.
Play the Yankees.
Yeah.
Got you. So Jets versus the Pats.
No, that's all right.
And then you asked me to do it. The two people I'll have over will be Taz and the Moose.
Oh, there you go. See, speakerphone.
And Kissing Jones. We love it, speakerphone. Oh, yeah. You're the man, buddy.
I just thought it was the Heineken Light. I know.
A lot of people don't know that. That Heineken Light's my second favorite.
Speakerphone Jones does.
Well, because I talked about it on the
Taz. Taz's face lit up. He's like,
Well, because I like Heineken Lights.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes when I work with you, I could use some heavy beer, not light beer.
I could use something heavier than beer.
But that was nice, what he just said, that we'd be the two gentlemen that would be sitting watching the Jets play the Yankees. What the hell was that?
There's a chance the Yankees would beat the Jets. They're a big
Jet. You might be right. He might be right.
855-212-4.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You do it.
No, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
Lead us into break.
I'm busting your chops. All right, 855-212-4227, as Moose just said. Call up with your twos. We're not going to, who we got? We have a guest coming up at 8 o'clock. We have Jason Jackson, and around 8:40, we got Ennis Cantor from the Knicks. So we got a packed show here on July 4th, Moose. All right, we'll be right back here. Taz and Moose, sit tight.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Rolling right along here on this Wednesday morning, 855-212-4227. And we've been doing the twos for a little bit here, which is two people, non-family members, right? Two grilled foods, two beverages, two teams on TV. Who do you got? A holiday edition of Taz and the Moose with you here on this Wednesday morning as we head back to the busy phones.
Yeah, it's just a July 4th feel, as you know. And speaking of July 4th and Americana, this guy here, Andy, he's from Philadelphia. It screams Americana. Welcome to Taz and the Moose, Andy. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. First time, long time, whole 45 minutes. But I've enjoyed your show.
Wow.
Thank
you, sir. Appreciate that.
Basically, my twos, just to start off with the event. Event. Final four Saturday. Great 4 hours, 6 hours of enjoyment right there.
Right.
My people.
Well, hold on. What two teams? Final four. I mean, well, it's four teams. You need two teams, though, Andy. Give us two teams.
I got to give you four, I guess.
But you got to narrow it down, brother.
You want to see in the final four.
Yeah.
I'll go Nova, Kansas.
That works.
Nova, Kansas. There you go.
Being a Philly guy, okay. I'm sure you're rooting for Nova.
I also don't want them, too. So,
absolutely. That's cool. All right, what's your food now? Or your drinks, whatever you want to do.
Let's go food. I'm going to go basic Americana, a nice thick bacon cheeseburger.
Nice.
With a brat with cheese and onions. And of course, guys, as you know, the best thing about sandwiches, it's a great sandwich. It's all about the roll.
You got to have the right roll.
If you don't have
you don't have a right role, it's not going to work. Yeah. Drink-wise, a new beer that I found, it's probably been around for years, but my daughter goes up to Providence, so I gotta pick her up and drink there. Narragansett beer.
Narragansett, that beautiful flavor. Does your daughter go to Providence College?
Yeah, and she keeps reminding me that they were the last team to beat Nova.
there's a lot of similarities in those two great schools, obviously, Nova and PC. But, yeah, that's a great school. Congrats on that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Narragansett beer. What's the other drink?
The other one would be basic lemonade.
Nice. Basic Simple lemonade. Jones. And what about you two guys you're sitting with, people you're sitting with?
Well, one of the guys, maybe a little old school for you guys, one's a North Jersey type of guy, used to coach at Princeton, Pete Carrill.
Okay, nice.
Carrill he was an interesting character. Great, great basketball.
No doubt.
Okay.
And then the last one, I got a little quandary because my last one happens to be playing in that game I want to watch is Jay Wright.
Jay Wright.
I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you ever met Jay Wright, but Jay Wright could talk to an ant, an insect, and make a friend there.
That's true.
Talk to anyone.
He's a charismatic guy. Yeah,
he's a great recruiter, no doubt. So you want to have Carrill and Jay Wright?
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
And just talk basketball.
That's cool, Andy. Well,
that's
we appreciate
good list.
It, brother.
Yeah, like
very good.
Andy.
Good job
very
on
good.
The twos.
Good job.
No doubt. Hey, Brian, in Ohio, you're on with Taz and Moose. Happy 4th of July, Brian. What's up?
Happy 4th of July,
guys.
Can't wait to hear the fireworks on the air even more. Hey, with the twos, I'll tell you what, I wanted to get in on that.
All right, go for it.
Okay, the two guys I'd want there are Baker Mayfield and Bo Jackson.
Wow, that's interesting.
Baker Mayfield and Bo Jackson.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Mayfield and Johnny Manziel. That's what I thought you were going to say. But okay, go ahead. Cool.
Well, Johnny, if we were doing some shotgunning, but nah.
Oh, come on now.
Not really my scene.
All right. What else you got?
The two foods, got to be the bacon cheeseburger, and got to be some wings with a bunch of different dipping sauces.
Nice. Little dip and wings. Feel it. What are you drinking?
Got to have some old school beer, so maybe some IC Light and some nice hard lemonade for anybody else.
All right. Sounds like you're talking, Brian, through a transistor radio. What's going on with your phone mobile device? What do we got going on here, bro?
I'm in the car right now.
Oh, okay. Got it. Bluetooth City. All right. So good. So you gave us your food. Did you get food? You gave food, right? You gave food. Yes.
I don't remember.
No,
you didn't
get food, did you?
The bacon cheese.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. You did. Yes, the drinks. All right, cool, Brian. Well, we appreciate it. Thanks for giving the twos right there. It's good. We're getting a lot of good lists. A lot of people got a lot of good lists.
Yeah, good lists.
I got to tell you.
Good list.
And you can call 855-212-4227 if we want to give you twos on this July 4th. Hey, Joe in Massachusetts, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's say, Joe?
How you doing, guys? What's going on?
Happy 4th, buddy.
What's going on, buddy?
Happy 4th. Hey, so for my twos, if I could have actually my fantasy twos, I got to have the GOAT, Michael Jordan.
All right.
And I got to have, coming from New England, I got to have Big Poppy on the couch with me.
That's not bad. Michael Jordan and Big Poppy. We actually, Moose and I interviewed Big Poppy for this show a while back. He's a good dude, man.
Good man.
Oh, yeah. I think he's just a ton of fun. He just looks like a ton of fun.
He's a good dude. Yes.
For some food, I'm looking for some, coming from the New England area, some grilled lobster tails.
Of course.
And I'm going to keep it simple and just go for some good old-fashioned Bubba Burgers on the grill.
Nice. Joe, let me ask you a quick question, sidebar from you, too. So you're up there in Massachusetts. I spent a lot of time in Boston in my career. I got to tell you, people are obsessed with the roast beef. What's the story up there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, roast beef, man. How can you go wrong? It's
I know, but I mean, it's out of control. The Kelly's roast beef is everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to have that roast beef, throw some onions and stuff in there. That's
for those that don't know, it's a franchise up in New England, mostly Boston, right, Joe? And it's called Kelly's Roast Beef. And it is phenomenal, dude. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
It's really
great
good
stuff.
It really
great
is
stuff.
Good stuff if you ever go up there. All right, what else? What do we got? You got your food. You got your. Yeah, what else? Continue.
All right. And then for drinks, keep it simple. I like some either some cranberry or blackberry ginger ale. And then I got to have a little bit of alcohol. So we'll throw in some Coors Light there and just keep it simple.
Nice. There you go.
Good job, Joe, up there in Boston, Massachusetts. You know what I'm happy about, Joe? He didn't flood us with, like, you know, New England Patriots stuff and Red Sox stuff. That would have got a little out of control. I got to be honest.
Oh yeah, you know, I mean, I can't argue with you. I gotta agree. I'm getting a little tired of it. I mean, I am a diehard New England fan, but you know, I gotta move on. I'm getting tired of hearing about everything that's going on with the Patriots. So let's just get to playing. Let's get back to the regular stuff, and let's just have, you know, some good old fashioned football and you know, let's just cut it all out.
Nice.
Joe, what's your teams, though? Who do you got playing each other for your twos?
For my twos. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. If I could have my fantasy, I mean, I'm diehard, you know, late 80s and 90s basketball. So I need to have, since I got Jordan on the couch, I can't have my Bulls. So I got to go with the 93 Phoenix Suns with Charles Barkley and Dan Thunder Marley going against, how about the 96 Supersonics with the Rain Man and the Gloves.
Nice.
Oh, man, Joe. All right, kid.
Good
we
job,
appreciate
Joe.
Your call. That's a good twos right there.
Yeah, very good list.
Man, all these people calling with these twos. These guys are giving some really good ones. I got to tell you, it's July 4th. That's how we roll here, Moose.
Yes.
We're about informing people, keeping credibility, having fun, being a tough room. It's a tough show for people to come on if they work on a show. If they're just hanging around to us in person.
Good idea, and people have gotten into it, and they've reacted here on the 4th of July, so that's been good.
Thanks.
What? No, it's been good. It's,
yeah, I know. I just, you know.
What did I say that was wrong?
I thought you could have been just, whatever. I don't want to say nothing. Well, I don't want to make a big deal.
What do you mean?
No, I don't want to make a big deal. It's okay. I love you.
What did I say that was
it's
wrong?
It's a holiday. It's a holiday. You know me.
Wait a second. What did I say that was
you
wrong?
Know I don't make
Why
a big
are you being
deal?
So sensitive?
No, I'm not being sensitive.
I said it's been a good idea. People have gotten involved. It's a 4th of July. People are involved.
I thought you'd be happy about it. I am happy about it.
I
thought we'd have, yeah, I just thought so. I don't know.
It's been great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, hey, Josh in York, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
you're
Josh,
on with Taz and
on,
the Moose. Happy 4th
hey
day, Josh. What's
How
up?
You doing?
All right, bro.
I got to go with arguably the two greatest athletes, at least in my lifetime, Deion Sanders and LeBron James.
Oof.
Are the two I'm going with.
So they're, nice. So they're going to be sitting you in the yard while you're watching sports and drinking and eating. Okay, got it. That's amazing. Two athletes there, obviously. What else, Josh?
Let's go with, you got to have some steak. I'm a beef guy.
All right.
And,
well, hold on. But you can't leave it that vague,
what kinda,
Josh.
What kind of
steak, bro? Come on.
Filet.
Give me some detail. Filet. Okay. Fancy Jones. Look at that, Moose. And what's your other food?
Let's go basic. I'll go with a Dodger dog. I'm a big baseball fan. I love hot dogs.
Nice. So you're gonna go hot dog and steak and filet mignon. Nice. Good
heavy
mix.
Beef, high blood pressure city on July 4th. And what else you got?
Let's go with Corona. It's summer. Ice cold Corona and then a Pepsi for the non-alcoholic.
Right. You got to have that. I agree.
Beverage drinkers.
All right. What are you watching now, bro? What are you, a big baseball fan? So you're going to be watching you can watch the baseball game? What are you going to be watching? Okay.
He dropped off.
Thanks for calling from York, Pennsylvania.
No, he hung up the phone. He was done.
Why would he drop off? He didn't give
I don't
his
know.
Whole
he was
gimmick.
Done. Or his phone,
get
his phone gave way. I don't know. One or the other.
I don't like being hung up on by anybody.
He came, he saw, he conquered.
Yeah. He sure did.
Jackson is going to join us coming up top of the hour. And Sirius XM NBA Radio. We'll talk about free agency LeBron in Los Angeles, the latest rumor surrounding Kawhi Leonard down in San Antonio. And also coming up at 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time, 5:40 Pacific. Ennis Kanter is going to join Taz and myself. The Knicks forward center will join us. Been outspoken throughout the course of the postseason, especially very, very interactive on social media as well. And we'll talk to Ennis Kanter. He'll join us coming up at 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time. Bubba Watson shoots for his fourth win of the year as the PGA's Tour's best, including fan favorite Phil Mickelson, join in a celebration to honor the military men and women who helped defend our freedom. A military tribute at the Greenbrier this weekend only on CBS.
Let's talk to Ryan real quick here in South Carolina. Ryan, you're on with Taz and Amuse on CBS Sports Radio.
On,
happy 4th, buddy.
Happy 4th to you, fellas. Just going to get my twos.
All right, go for it.
I'm thinking like a old school, let's go Mike Bibby.
Mike Bibby, okay.
A little bit older school. John Stockton.
Wow, Stockton.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I feel you.
Two different cats. Right?
That's cool.
I want to watch the finals from this year, so they can talk about, you know, I want to talk about new school basketball as opposed to old school.
Okay.
On the grill, or actually, I'm probably going to stay away from the grill. I'll go to the pot, the boiling pot, and do what we call a low country boil. You guys are familiar with that?
Explain what a low country boil is.
Yeah, I don't know why we're deferring, Ryan, from the rules, but you're from South Kakalaki, so we maybe
explain what a low country boil is.
No, I'm just kidding. You got a big pot of water, throw some Old Bay seasoning in there, salt and pepper. You got your red potatoes, your sausage, a couple pounds of shrimp, a couple pounds of corn. You boil it all together. You throw it over a table with some papers, just newspapers, throw it on the table, spread it all out, and everybody gets, you just go at it with your hands.
Oh, nice. Okay, very nice.
Get those hands. All right, what else you got? So we continue.
Buffalo chicken dip.
But that's on the grill. Hold on, Ryan, you're changing. You can't put that on a grill, bro. What are you doing?
You got to go on the grill.
That's the rules. Those are the rules, Ryan.
Well, one guy had pulled pork.
You could put it in a metal pan on the grill.
How about this?
I know.
How about this?
Not really.
No, you're right.
We'll do some sausage. We'll do some sausage on the grill.
There you go. Perfect.
All right, sausage
perfect.
On the grill.
And what are we missing here with you? You did your athletes, right? You did. What are we missing? What are we missing? What didn't you give yet on twos, right?
We got the game.
Right. Who do you got playing?
All right.
Oh, the finals this year.
Oh, you said that.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, Ryan, well, we appreciate you. Thanks for playing
along. Thank you for the call.
With the twos, buddy.
Jason Jackson's going to join us next. Talk a little bit about the NBA as we roll right along. Taz of the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.